Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
I'm sort of ashamed to say I actually really like this song, Amber Wilson. Always have.
Why is that a shame?
I don't know. It's what, Rockwell? Is that who sings it?
Oh, I don't. I don't ask follow-up questions.
I'm right.
No, I don't know.
I think that's right.
No idea.
It's Matt Jones, Amber Wilson here, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We are now happy to be joined by Chris Carlin, he of Canty and Carlin. And Chris, I enjoyed your pizza story, but I also enjoyed listening on my way in here today to Bart and Hahn and people calling in saying they think the Steelers can make it to the Super Bowl. Now, I've been told by sources that you are a Steelers fan.
Accurate.
There's nothing like a person in a fan base who can point out their own fan base's insanity. So what do you think when you hear Steelers fans saying we are a sleeper for the Super Bowl?
I think they're hitting the Iron City a little early in the morning. That's what I think. As we called it from Pittsburgh, Vitamin I, Iron City beer. No. We don't even know who's starting at quarterback. And whoever it is, it's not going to be a great option. And I'm sorry, this is going to be the first losing season that they've had under Tomlin when you look at what their schedule looks like. I mean, the first half, just Cincinnati, New England, Cleveland, the Jets, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Miami, and Philadelphia in the first half of the year, you might win two games. You might win two games, maybe three. But honestly, whether it's Trubisky, whether it's Kenny Pickett, it's certainly, dear God, if it's Mason Rudolph. No, I don't see it. I personally hope that Kenny Pickett is starting by midseason just so he can get rolling. But I really think people are delusional about it. And it's not just the quarterback. The offensive line is still not good. You know, it was atrocious last season. And it's not a ton better this year. It's a little better. But there are real concerns there. I personally don't believe it for a bit. And the other thing that they all just need to remember is look at the rest of the AFC. Who are they better than? They are not better than seven teams in the AFC. That's not the case. So, and you have to be better than six to get in. Is that right? No, I'm not doing math. But they're
You're
not in the top
You're
seven.
In reverse. Yes.
I
did
know
the same
I mean.
Thing in the last hour, so I'm not gonna hurt you.
I'm not a math guy, really. Listen, bottom line is they're not top seven teams in the AFC. They're just not.
If any of us were math people, we probably wouldn't be sitting here
exactly.
doing this job, right?
We'd have real jobs.
Yes, we'd have real jobs, exactly. Brutal conference, brutal schedule. I mean, there's so many question marks on that team. I was shocked when I was listening to Bart and Hahn live. They had multiple callers who were suggesting the Steelers as a sleeper pick. And I was thinking, okay, even Mike Tomlin needs people to work with here. I mean, what are we expecting from him? We're not expecting that kind of magic. But if I made you guess who was going to be the starter in week one for your team, you mentioned Kenny Pickett's there as quarterback in waiting, but is it going to be Trubisky or is it going to be Rudolph who wins that starting job for week one?
It'll be Trubisky. I would be surprised if it wasn't when they went out and signed him this offseason. We've seen Mason Rudolph play, and it's not good. The problem here is that Mason Rudolph is not good at football.
That's a huge problem, though.
Yeah,
that seems complicated.
Let me just boil it down and make it pretty simple. So I would expect it to be Trubisky, but I would think by the middle of the season that Pickett would be starting to get the nod a little bit because they will be getting to a let's see what we have here kind of a situation.
So I was again told through the grapevine that you made the case earlier today, an interesting case, I must say. I don't think it's crazy like the Steelers fans saying they're going to the Super Bowl, that the Rams should consider signing the person that I feel like I've taken up for more on ESPN Radio than anyone, which is Jimmy G. Give the case, and then do you think it's a possibility?
First of all, I wasn't telling anybody in secret. I said it on the radio. Birdie told me.
I'm just telling you, people are talking about it on the street. That's how big it was, that what you said.
You know, the thing about Jimmy G is for the 49ers, you don't have to try to continue to drive up the price here. Because, look, the best situation for the 49ers is to trade him to Cleveland. And if you're the Browns, I would certainly do that because Watson's, we all have to come to the conclusion that Watson's not playing this year, and you have to let go of that. No matter how this plays out.
Oh, you believe that he's not playing at all?
I don't think he's playing one snap this season.
Okay.
I don't think you'll see him Friday.
That's where
night.
You think the appeal is going to fall? That's where you think, that's how you think Peter C. Harvey is going to rule?
I absolutely think that he will do what the league wants him to do, and they will hit him with a fine, and he may fight it, but, I mean, Amber, we talked about the legal parts of it the other day. I don't see a scenario where he'll be able to fight his way into playing while the case is heard. So I don't think Watson's playing this year. I really don't. And secondly, I think Cleveland, even if, let's even argue it was 10 games, I still would trade for him. But having said all that, the 49ers are going to reach a point here, as we talked to Mike Tannenbaum about this morning, that you have to release him because you have to start trying to work around some money with other guys, whether it's Nick Bosa, people like that, on contracts that you have to get done here. I don't think the 49ers want to hang on to him and have that 20-some million on the cap. And listen, if you trade him, you're controlling where he's going. If you let him go, which I think in the end we're getting closer to it with every day that passes, if you're Jimmy G, would you rather go to Cleveland where, all right, you'll have a good run game, you have Amari Cooper, but it's a system where you don't know, it's closer to what you were doing, but you are just walking in the door and trying to make it happen right away. Is it that important to play this season if you have the opportunity to go and be a backup for Matthew Stafford, who has elbow concerns, and they're very real. They are very real. And you could be with Sean McVay for the year. And even if you don't play, I mean, look what happened with Trubisky this offseason, right? He went to back up Josh Allen, and people started to think, well, maybe we need to give this guy another look and another opportunity. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I could see that being the case with Jimmy G next year. He may not get $150 or $200 million, but he will get a contract from somebody, and he will get his opportunity.
Finally here, Carlin, we were talking earlier in the show about non-playoff teams that will make the postseason this season. I'm going to ask you who your choice would be just to help you out to run through some of these. I mean, the Saints came up as an option, the Chargers, the Ravens, the Colts are on this list, the Lions from Hard Knocks, yep, if you believe in Man Campbell. Do you see any of these? The Panthers, if you believe in Baker, you know, there's obviously a lot of teams on this list. Who do you see who didn't make the postseason last season? Who would be your choice to make the postseason this season?
I know how tough the AFC West is, but I'm all in on the Chargers. I really am. I love them. And it's not just Herbert. They have weapons for him to work with on offense. They have a pretty good offensive line, and they've got an improved defense, and I fully expect them to be really, really good this year. You know, Brandon Staley brought in a couple of guys that he knows pretty well into his defense that have played for him before. Sebastian Joseph Day comes to mind. You know, they have markedly improved, and I think the Chargers are a very real team this year.
There you go. He is Chris Carlin, and you don't have to find out like I did on the street what he says. You can hear him on the radio here every day on Canty and Carlin. Thank you very much. Nice chatting with you.
You too, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, it is Amber Wilson. I am Matt Jones. We've been talking about what non-playoff team last year is making the playoffs this year. Somebody out there wants to make a case for somebody we haven't mentioned. 888-SAY-ESPN. If you make a good case, and by the way, I'm going to let Amber decide if it's a good case, because my inclination is going to be to say all of your cases are bad. She's nicer than me. So 888-SAY-ESPN, you're going to make your case for why your team that didn't make the playoffs last year is going to make the playoffs this year. Plus, Amber hosted First Take yesterday, and a debate took off. We'll tell you what that debate was and how Amber stole the show with her answer. That's next here on Canty and Carlin.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
It is Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. I am here, Matt Jones, with Amber Wilson. I'm at the sports bar I own here in Lexington, Amber, KS Bar and Grill, and there are people. It's pouring rain, and there's just a lot going on. And yet, I look at you, and you are so calm where you are, and it like you're in a perfect television-type setup, and it just – working with you is so easy. I really enjoy it. But I did. So that's all a nice thing to say.
I was going
to
say, you're setting me up for something. I mean, I appreciate
I am setting you up a little bit.
But you're setting me up.
Because you hosted, or excuse me, you were a guest debater yesterday on First Take, which congratulations on that, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you.
One of the topics was, who is the marquee box office star of the NFL? Because, you know, when you look at, like, say, baseball, I think everybody would agree it's Aaron Judge. And when you still look at basketball, you know, it's maybe LeBron, Giannis, Luka, whatever, who, wherever you want to go. But with football, oddly the most popular sport, it's harder to find a definitive number one box office guy because there are both a ton of possibilities and actually few possibilities. So I am told that your choice was, to quote
Excellent.
Our producer, insane.
Ugh.
So I want to know, I'm going to make the decision if it's insane or rational, who is your choice for the NFL's box office star?
So to me, box office is who is the most incredible to watch, right? Not necessarily the best player in the league, but who is the most incredible to watch do his thing. And this one was easy for me, and I don't think it's just me being a biased Dolphins fan. But for me, box office is Tyreek Hill, because you're talking about the fastest player in the entire league. He is so unbelievably explosive. Matt, 0 to 10 miles per hour off the line of scrimmage. The only receiver who can do that. He reaches multiple times in the open field when he was on the Chiefs. Multiple times, almost double digit times, he reached over 20 miles per hour in an open field. He is by far the fastest player in the entire NFL. It is that speed and that explosiveness that just makes him box office to me. And then also, now he's got a little Hollywood. He's got his own podcast. He's got the personality.
Oh, yes.
You see him out there defending Tua at every turn. He's trying to have his teammates back.
Wow.
Tyreek Hill is my box office.
I didn't know that having a podcast made you box office. That means every dude in America in their basement is box office too. I'm going to go with Evan, our producer, and say that's absolutely insane. As a matter of fact, if I were to rank for you the top 20 choices, Tyreek Hill would not even be on
Thank
the list.
You.
He would not.
You guys
no,
don't
because,
like speed.
First of all, I could accept other answers. To me, though, the obvious answer is either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. It has to be one of those two guys. If you're talking about who are the two people that are the face of the league and are box office, and box office in part implies that if you are the head of a movie, everybody's going to tune in. If Patrick Mahomes is playing, I'm tuning in. If Tom Brady's playing, I'm tuning in. If Tyreek Hill's playing, I'm going to have to think for a minute to remember what team he is on. And then I'm going to have to try to go, which player on there, what is his number again? And so it's not near. Now, he's a great supporting role. Maybe he's like the guy that was in Inglourious Basterds, the guy that won the Oscar for it, the German guy that, you know, the really fun, maybe he's that guy. But the idea that he would be box office is George Clooney, it's Brad Pitt, it's Tom Cruise. And who is that for the NFL? It's very clear. It's Patrick Mahomes, it's Tom Brady, maybe coming up this year, Josh Allen.
The definition of box office is literally a place at a theater or other arts establishment where tickets are bought or reserved, right? So the implication here is that you buy tickets to see that one person, and nobody buys tickets to see Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
nobody...
He's Christoph Waltz.
Thank you.
Like, you see Tyreek Hill at the game, and you're like, oh, this is an exciting bonus.
Yes.
I get Tyreek Hill. But there is not going to be one game this year where anyone is going to say, oh, no, honey, put the kids to bed, Tyreek Hill's on the TV. Like, that's not going to
Except happen. For the reason that you guys both ironically have Patrick Mahomes on your list might be actually attributable to, you know, the guy Tyreek Hill.
You don't
so
give
we'll
Patrick
see.
Patrick Mahomes credit for
Well, I don't
for
know. I think he's excellent. He seems like a phenomenal quarterback. Do I believe that he might look slightly different without the best receiver or second or third best receiver in the league catching footballs for him? Yes, it's reasonable to suggest that. So it might look different without all that speed, even if they did what they could there in Kansas City to try to shore up that wide receiver room. Valdez, Scantling, Juju, Sky Moore, none of those guys are Tyreek Hill, even if those guys decent receiver by the committee. If you're doing receiver by committee, it's probably not going to look as exciting. And by the way, Tom Brady. I mean, listen, Tom Brady's great in every way. He's the GOAT. But box office, again, doesn't connote who's the best, right? Like, it's not who is the best player in the game.
You don't think Tom Brady is the biggest star in the NFL.
I think Tom Brady is a star. But when we're talking about exciting to watch,
that's
Tom
not what
Brady's
box
very
means.
Good.
That's
He's
not what box office
passer.
Means.
No,
but
like, Josh Allen's more exciting
means.
To watch than Tom Brady.
That's
I
not
mean,
what
Tom
box
Brady,
office means.
No, see, that's now it's going to come down to definition of box office. Those guys yesterday had Lamar Jackson. I understand Lamar Jackson before Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a much better quarterback than Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson's more exciting to watch because of what he does.
But that's not what box office means. Box office means sell tickets. And the thing is, if I am going to watch it, I would put it like this. When the TV networks sit down to figure out what's going to be the first pick for the week, let's say, you know, ESPN has first pick for Monday Night Football or NBC for Sunday Night Football, and they're sitting there, who is it that they're going to see and say, we got to put that game on because he's playing? And I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure Tyreek Hill is top 50, Amber. I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. It's because the quarterback steals the show and gets the credit. But if Tua looks amazing this season, throwing footballs to Tyreek Hill, it's going to be Tyreek Hill. It's going to be Jalen Waddle. It's going to be those guys, but we're going to attribute it to Tua, even though we shouldn't, because we know what Tua looked like the last couple years without those guys catching footballs from him. So really, it is receivers that matter. We know receivers matter. They all just got paid in the offseason. The NFL just told us how much receivers matter in this offseason with all the checks that they wrote receivers. And yet, as fans, we still put all that attention on the quarterback. So by your definition, nobody in the National Football League could be box office outside the quarterback.
No, that's not true. There are people that are box office that are not. It's harder. I mean, quarterbacks are. But you know, honestly, a couple years ago, OBJ was a box office guy. He was
what?
A person that people would tune in to watch. But I have to say this. You are, in my opinion, one of the smartest people that I hear or see on ESPN. When I think of you and I say to people, this is what makes Amber Wilson great, I'm going to have to then say, but she thought Tyreek Hill was box office. That's what's going to have to happen. I'm
so
sorry
smart,
about that.
Intelligent until,
and then she said that. Nevertheless.
Until I heard her box office take.
We want you to weigh in. Who is the NFL's box office star? And maybe more importantly, is Amber insane that Tyreek Hill is box office? 888-SAY-ESPN. Now, I gave you something a second ago, and you all were too scared to call. Let's try again. 888-SAY-ESPN. Is Tyreek Hill box office? And if not, who is? Is it not Brady and Mahomes? Who is it? But before we get to that, I want you to start the second half of the baseball season the right way and turn K's into cash and big hits into wins with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. It's no sweat, and it's a first bet. So sign up using promo code PLAY. Place your first bet, and FanDuel will give you up to $1,000 back in match bets if you don't win. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code PLAY and get started. It is your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
It is Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio. Matt Jones and Amber Wilson filling in. Amber, we have some breaking news here. Cleveland Browns have announced that Deshaun Watson will be starting unless there's a suspension that is sort of full-time. They will be starting for the opening preseason game. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not surprised, Matt, frankly, because I think that the Browns right now are conducting business as usual and conducting themselves as if the 6-game suspension is going to stand, even if you and I believe that it's probably not. And I also think that we're talking about a quarterback who hasn't played football in a really long time because he missed all of last season with the Texans. And so because of that, they feel the need to get him the reps and kind of get him back in the groove while they can. And so preseason play, maybe the only play he's getting for some time in terms of real football action. And they probably feel like that's necessary in case we do see him at some point this season.
I am still a little surprised, though, he starts. You know what I mean? I thought he would play, but that's just an interesting for a guy who's not going to start for at least 6 games. I'm surprised.
Well, but I think they're probably not as worried also about like him starting and getting injured because either way, he's not available for 6 weeks.
No, I think that's definitely the case. Well, the preseason will start in full tomorrow night with Patriots and Giants, and we're going to check in with the Patriots and Mike Reese here in just an hour. But Pat Leonard is here with us now from the New York Daily News. He covers the Giants and is their beat writer. And Pat, opening preseason game tomorrow. I think you are required by law when you talk about the Giants to have the first question be, how is Daniel Jones looking? So I will give you that question and let you tell me what the latest is with him.
Yeah, Matt and Amber, thanks for having me on. Looking forward to seeing him in game action. We'll play with the first team offense about a quarter of this game against the Patriots. So far, though, Matt, hasn't looked great. I would say 2 out of their 11 practices, you could walk away feeling good about how the offense looked. The rest of them wanting more. You know, sometimes it's protection issues. Sometimes it's drop passes. It's not always Jones. But so far, we've seen a lot of up and down. And listen, it's concerning not only because, you know, they declined the fifth-year option, but also Brian Daboll comes in with a really complicated offense. And so it's not just a foregone conclusion that Jones and his weapons and everybody is going to be able to get on the same page for Week 1 in Nashville.
Yeah, they are installing a very complex passing game there with Daboll and Mike Kafka. So we'll see how Daniel Jones handles it. But by law, Pat, then the second question you have to be asked is, how is Saquon Barkley looking so far?
Yeah, that's the positive. The main takeaway of camp, if you want a positive, is Saquon Barkley looks like his old self. You know, probably since his rookie year, I haven't seen him look this fit, this in shape. He's running hard. Even Daboll himself said that Saquon came in really kind of blowing away the conditioning tests. Obviously a big contract year for him. Looks like so far he's stepping up to the plate and even put his shoulder into Aaron Robinson, the corner, and knocked him down on his rear end the other day, which kind of set off a melee a few plays later. But frankly, Daboll and the Giants seem to like that Barkley did it because obviously they know as he goes, a lot of times the Giants will go.
All right, let's talk rookies now. Everybody's going to want to know about Kayvon Thibodeau and how he's looked in the preseason, so I want you to give me that. But I also, look, I'm in Kentucky, so I got to ask you about my guy too, Wan'Dale Robinson, who I hear is making some noise up there as well.
He's making a lot of noise. In fact, even, you know, Saquon, we know what Saquon is. He's very talented. But the most intriguing addition to this offense and element of it is that Robinson is running regularly with the starters, and we've seen him already line up as a running back, as a quarterback, at receiver. Like you said, knowing him at Kentucky, that can't surprise anybody. But they're not treating him like a rookie, and so far he's not playing like it in camp. Be interesting to see how he handles some game action, but, you know, a great fit you can see both for the time being and the future in what Daboll and Kafka and Joe Shane want to build. And honestly, if I'm making a draft pick in a dynasty league in fantasy this year with the Giants, Wandale's my guy.
Amber, I was going to tell you, for fantasy, I know you're a fantasy person. You remember I said Wandale Robinson is a sleeper. That's your official Matt Jones free preview, Amber Wilson.
I'm writing it down. Pat Leonard, Giants beat writer from the New York Daily News, joining us here on Canty and Carlin. Amber Wilson and Matt Jones filling in for the guys. So let's go from offense to defense. Kayvon Thibodeau has apparently looked really good in training camp, so I won't even bother to ask you how he's looked. But is he going to play tomorrow? How much do you expect to see him now as we start the preseason?
My understanding is he will. I haven't heard anything otherwise. There are some starters who either might sit or have their reps managed. But I do think they want to see him on the field. But it's interesting, Amber. He's kind of shown already I don't know if he's going to live up to number five overall, definitely. But he's shown the value that they were looking for so far in his work ethic. And I'm very interested to see how he rushes the passer in a game, because the biggest positive of camp so far is really in run defense. He doesn't get pushed back. He either holds his ground or moves a guy back, sets the edge well. So I believe he's going to play. That's my understanding. And it'll be very interesting, even if the Patriots don't run their starters out there, if he can get to the quarterback and wreak havoc as much as he's done in the Giants camp so far.
Just got about 30 seconds. I'll make this quick, but you got to ask, is the offensive line going to be any better? Because none of this matters if they're not.
It might be, but we don't know yet. Andrew Thomas, I'm a little concerned about him, the left tackle. He's had a good camp, but he's been limping a little bit coming off a second ankle surgery in 2 years. The interior, listen, it's fully remade. They got Evan Neal on the right side, number 7 overall. But if Thomas doesn't stay healthy and they're going to manage his body to try to get him there, then it's not going to come together. So still a question mark, though hopefully the arrow points up.
Pat Leonard, Giants beat writer for the New York Daily News. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and enjoy the preseason game.
Matt and Amber, thank you.
All right, now we are loaded on calls of people who is the NFL's big box office team, plus a truck wrecked right here in Kentucky and put something all over the road that my producers wish meant that they were here to clean it up. We'll talk about what that is next here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
You can't miss Canty and Carlin, pound for pound, the biggest show on ESPN Radio.
It's Canty and Carlin here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Matt Jones, Amber Wilson. I get accused sometimes when I'm filling in here of talking too much about Kentucky. But this story, when I saw it today, I have to bring it up. In Louisville, Kentucky, on the interstate, a semi-truck overturned. The driver is okay. So when talking about this, understand the driver is all right. But it was full of Bud Light, and thousands of Bud Light cans fell to the side of the road.
I saw it. Some of them still in cases. I'm seeing pictures of it.
Thousands. I mean, literally, the side of the interstate just ridden with Bud Light cans. So my question for you, Amber, is let's say that you're a passenger, because you wouldn't do it as a driver, but you're in the car behind it. Let's say they were cold, just for sake of argument, they were cold. Would you go out and help yourself to a Bud Light off the side of the interstate?
No, I'm not. First of all, I'm not picking anything off the side of the interstate and consuming it. This sounds like a terrible idea. Also, they overturned and fell out of the truck. So there's zero chance those things aren't exploding in your face the second you open them. And they definitely aren't going to taste the same because of that. No, this seems all kinds of bad. I feel like I can go to I can just pull off the interstate. I can go to my local convenience store. I don't know if this sounds privileged, but I can go and I can buy myself a Bud Light rather than taking Bud Light and picking it up off the side of the road.
Wait, you're telling me there is nothing that could be on the side of the road that you wouldn't take? So you see a perfectly nice, let's say it was a wrapped bag of M&Ms. You wouldn't take it? You would just say, like, I don't eat interstate road food?
Yes, I do not. That is, you know what? I think that is now my motto in life, Matt Jones. I didn't know it until this moment, but I do not eat interstate road food or consume
beverage from the side of the interstate. There was an episode of Seinfeld that said there was like a 10-second rule before you could pick something out of the garbage and eat it. You remember that?
Well, the 5-second rule when you drop something on the ground. I mean, there's like no one to. You pick it up, you blow on it.
1 hour rule for wrapped food or drink on the interstate. As long as it's been on the interstate for less than an hour and it's wrapped, I have no problem.
This is insane. This is an insane conversation. But also, I live in Florida. So if something falls on the interstate, it's going to get cooked quite literally before I probably even have an opportunity to pick it up off the interstate. So I hope you like your M&Ms well done if you're eating M&Ms on the side of the interstate.
I feel like if you live in Florida, half the food you consume in public has probably been made off the side of the interstate anyway.
How dare you, Kentucky?
You know, in Kentucky, we are much classier with our food.
Of course.
And we actually find better ways to consume it than you heathens do down in the Sunshine State. It is Candy and Carlin presented by Progressive Insurance. Matt Jones, Amber Wilson. If you were not around earlier, shame on you. But Amber Wilson said that she thought the most box office player in the NFL was Tyreek Hill. And I was aghast. I was flummoxed. I was perplexed because I could not believe of all the choices in the NFL, Mahomes, Brady, Allen, Lamar, she went with Tyreek Hill. So we asked you, who would be, if it's not Tyreek Hill, which it's not, who would be? Now, we have one person in the sort of spirit of fair play. I want to let Amber, because the point was so awful. I want the first person to actually agree with Amber, because there is one person on the phone that had the audacity to call in and say they agree with Amber about Tyreek Hill.
He sounds very intelligent.
It's Thomas in Tennessee. First of all, Thomas, where do you live in Tennessee?
I don't live in Tennessee. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I'm just passing through Tennessee.
All right, you're just passing through. So you think Amber is correct?
When you asked the question, before you even gave her answer, the first name I thought of when you said box office, who I definitely want to go see play football, the guy who died, that name came up first, Tyreek Hill, first. That was the first name I thought of. I was like, that's the guy. He dominates. Tom Brady's boring. I'm not saying he's not good, but he's boring. We know what we're going to get with him. I like to see that guy who.
So you're telling me it is 1 o'clock on opening day. You have many games you can choose from. Over here is Mahomes playing. Over here is Josh Allen playing. You're turning all those off, and you're turning on the Dolphins so you can watch Tyreek Hill.
I'm a Washington Commanders fan, and yes, I would definitely be like I would be watching Tyreek when I get a chance to watch Tyreek Hill.
Let me tell you something, sir. You seem like a nice fellow, but Tennessee has rubbed off on you while you've been driving through. That's what's happened. You got the stench of Tennessee on you right now with these
points. Think Tennessee sounds wonderful on him, and I very much appreciate him listening and appreciate even more him agreeing with me. That is a man who appreciates cheetahs, and that is exactly what Tyreek Hill is. There's a reason he's known as the cheetah. The cheetahs, watching a cheetah run, it's the most exciting runner in the animal kingdom because of its speed, and that's why we also refer to Tyreek Hill as cheetah.
888-SAY-ESPN. I gave you your say. I think most of America would agree you're insane, but nevertheless, there are other folks. Now, the call screen has popped off my thing, so I'm going to have to go to whoever's next. Evan, tell me who is next on the phone.
Oh, Ryan Matlack is subbing in because Evan walked away. So you're throwing our production
away.
Staff
so let's go
under
to,
the.
Let's go to Mike in Cincinnati. Mike, who do you think is box office in the NFL?
I'm going to have to go with Derrick Henry. Watch that man run over people. How could you not want to see it?
If he stays healthy, I mean, that's going to be number one about Derrick Henry. Peak Derrick Henry, healthy Derrick Henry. I mean, there probably are some running backs that we could put on that list as box office.
I feel like with Derrick Henry, though, first of all, it's hard for me to have a running back as box office because so much of what they're doing is running into the line, especially Derrick Henry. I think if you're like an old school football person, Amber, you're one of those 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You like to just hit each other
ground
in the head.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound. That's who would think Derrick Henry's box office. But I'm like, I like the modern stuff. I want flashy. I want to run around, throw it. For me, Derrick Henry, I respect, but I don't know that I think he's box office. I'm not tuning in to see Derrick Henry.
I think if you appreciate the running back position, then yes, of course, he's one of the more dynamic running backs when he's healthy again. And in an offense where they have to rely on it because he hides Ryan Tannehill's shortcomings quite well with all the help in the backfield.
You dislike Ryan Tannehill. Here's the thing about Amber. She's in Miami, and here's what happens. When they're in Miami, as you see with Tyreek Hill, she loves them. The moment they leave, she's got nothing to do with them. That's what she doesn't like Dan Campbell. She doesn't like Ryan Tannehill. If you were in Miami and you did not have success, Amber Wilson wishes negativity on you for life.
I don't wish negativity on him for life, but listen, I ain't looking back. I'm looking forward, okay? That's life advice, kids. Listen up, ladies.
Fair enough. Well, I agree with you there.
Yeah, Cy, you know what I'm saying?
Cy is in Oklahoma. What do you got, Cy?
I was thinking of the post office. I think about that Dak Prescott and – he's saying all the interviews that he's in the best shape of his career. So I think it's going to be Dak Prescott.
I like it. He was at the post office, and he was thinking about the box office. And that's what you do when you're at the post office. I like the post office, by the way. When I was a kid, it was a fun place
don't.
To go.
No, it's not I, a listen, fun place anymore.
I grew up in a small town. When you live in a small town, going to the post office is exciting. But Dak Prescott, I don't know that I would say he's in the top five, but I do think he's box office, Amber, in the sense of part of what makes him exciting is you don't know if he's going to play great or he's going to play terrible, but you're wanting to see on any given moment anything can happen.
Is he box office because he's Dak Prescott, or is he box office because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys?
Probably a little bit of both.
That's the only reason
bit of both.
He's box office. It's just
no
the Cowboys
doubt.
Factor. Yeah, that's it. If it wasn't the Cowboys, I'm not one who's down on Dak, frankly, but he's not going to be on my list of box office without being that quarterback for that team.
Tua totally could be agree. Box office if he was the quarterback of the Cowboys.
Oh, I think Tua would be bigger than Dak if he was in Dallas. Dallas just, I mean, look, Dak went to Mississippi State. He's not exactly the most marquee player in the world. But when you go, Amber, to Dallas as the quarterback, it's one of those things, you know, you're just going to be a star just because you're in that position.
Yeah, it's America's team, or at least that's what they tell us, even though they really haven't done much
but they get the
in
ratings,
the postseason
though.
In
I
a mean, really they, long time. But they listen,
do
it works.
Ratings. Yeah,
well, they get the ratings, and in fairness, because I've always questioned this idea of, like, America's team, I feel like it's propaganda, because I'm like, what, like, when did we decide that, and why is it still a thing when they haven't been, frankly, you know, elite in so long in terms of actually winning anything that counts, but at the same time, when we just had Sportico come out with a list of the most valuable franchises in sports, again, in 2022, the Dallas Cowboys were at the top
always
of the
number
list.
One.
They
That's
were something
right.
like $6 billion that franchise is
There's
worth
the one
right
guy
now.
Who wants to
it's
tell us we're both wrong. So before we get out of here, I want to hear how we're both wrong. Who's up? Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't say you're both wrong. I said you both are right and you both are wrong. Matt, I think you lean a little too heavy on the quarterback position, and that's why you're saying Tom Brady. Tom Brady is far from box office. He's the GOAT, but he's far from box office. Tyreek Hill is in the top 10, but you guys totally disrespected Derrick Henry. Over the past 5 years, no one in the NFL has more 50-yard touchdowns running
that's
and
nice.
Receiving than Derrick Henry.
That's nice, but here's what I would say. Box office doesn't mean you're a great actor. It means you're the actor people tune into. Tom Cruise doesn't win Oscars, but people go to his movies. And Tom Brady is the dude whose movies you go to. He's the one you want to see play. Keep the calls coming, though. 888-SAY-ESPN. We'll let you know. Plus, what we know and don't know about Deshaun Watson's Browns debut. He's starting. We'll talk about it. That's next here on ESPN Radio.